Let's go to the news line this morning. Very excited to be talking with Linda Hecker. She's with the USDA Forest Service, and she is in charge of a big event that's happening. It's called Smokey Bear Live, and it's helping celebrate Smokey's 75th birthday. Hard to believe, 75 years, right, Linda?
Yeah, pretty amazing. And next year, we're actually celebrating the 70th anniversary of the recovery of the live bear, which is why our whole event is going to take place in Capitan, New Mexico.
And that is where, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's where Smokey Bear is actually buried, is in Capitan. Is that right?
He is, yeah. So he was recovered on the Capitan Gap fire back in 1950, and he went to Santa Fe and was treated for his burns. And then the state of New Mexico offered him up as a gift to the people of the United States. And he went and spent his life at the National Zoo there in Washington, D.C., and lived there for 26 years, which is a very long life for a black bear. Hmm. And when he died, he was returned to New Mexico, and he was returned with a little bit of fanfare. So TWA at the time comped the flight, and he had a police escort all the way from Albuquerque to Capitan.
That's amazing. And how did the folks get to say, okay, here's this bear that was saved in the fire in Capitan? How did that all evolve into Smokey Bear?
Well, you know, the Smokey Bear campaign began in 1944, and it came out of the war effort because wood was a vital resource for fighting the war. And unfortunately, we had Japanese subs that were along the coastline, and there was eco-terrorism is essentially what it came down to. And so that's where the whole campaign of fire prevention started. And then with the advent of the Bambi from Disney,
yeah,
we were able to use Bambi for a year until we were able to come up with our own icon, which was Smokey Bear.
Wow, that's an amazing story, isn't it? Yeah.
And Linda, I want to jump in here because we were having a conversation with Joel Navarro, our traffic reporter, a few minutes before you joined us. We know it's Smokey Bear, but was there ever a time, it seems like in my childhood, I remember being called Smokey the Bear. Tell us about that.
That's a total fair question. So in the law, he is Smokey Bear. Okay. But the songwriters, in order to get the rhythm right, they added the.
Oh, so that's where song. Smokey the Bear came from. But it is legally Smokey Bear.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now you are Smokey Bear aficionados because you know that.
Well, Linda, let's talk about this incredible event that's happening November 7th. It is Smokey Bear Live, and it is happening from Capitan, New Mexico. But teachers, students, anybody from across the country can actually take part in this incredible live event.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the USDA Forest Service partners with Prince William Network and what we call Nature Live. And it's a distance learning program. And we've got multiple distance learning programs that we've done over the last 20 years with them. And so this is our latest one. And it really focuses on Smokey because it is his birthday.
Yes.
And so teachers can go to smokeybearlive.org and they can register their classrooms to participate. So it's a two-part events. First part is watching the video, which touches on the history of Smokey Bear and both the campaign and the living symbol. And then the second part is the live broadcast, which will be November 7th from Capitan, New Mexico. And there we're going to have folks talk a little bit more about the history. And the really exciting part there is, you know, most people know about how Fort Bliss fire crews helped recover the bear, but they don't know how the Snowball Pueblo Taos hand crew helped rescue the bear.
Wow.
And so we're going to have a tribal elder who was once upon a time a Snowball with the Taos Pueblo Indians tell their story for the first time nationally.
Nice.
So it's pretty exciting.
And Linda, folks can turn in their questions and, again, watch the event live and kind of participate in Smokey Bear Live, right?
Absolutely. It is a dialogue, and it's really geared towards kids. But, you know, the information is so universal that adults will enjoy it as well.
Yeah, because we all grew up with Smokey Bear. So,
and only you can prevent wildfires.
Yes.
All right,
exactly.
Hey. Linda, by the way, thank you for joining us. I know you got
a
scratchy throat.
Linda got a cold. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I got a cold.
That's okay. And again, everybody can get more details. Watch the documentary leading up to the Smokey Bear Live event at smokeybearlive.org, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Linda, go rest your voice. We appreciate it. And we're really looking forward to celebrating Smokey's 75th birthday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. 7:43.
Bye-bye. 7:43, KRDO's Morning News.